Hey, what's up? This is Imes, obviously. This is an episode I did with the Tangent Break podcast a couple weeks ago. We did three episodes. Each of them is about 30 minutes long. I thought I'd take one. Well, actually, I didn't think. I asked, can I please have a Tangent Break episode to put on my feed? Because these guys fucking kick ass, all right? Josh, AJ, Ray, these guys riff like you wouldn't believe. Their tangents are on point. I'm telling you, they have a fantastic show. And they put out three episodes every week, and they're about 30 minutes. They're easy to digest. You just like listen to it on your lunch break. Tangent break. Get it? Lunch break, tangent break. Anyways, here's the episode. Here's one of the episodes that I did with them. Yeah, one of the episodes, this one is all about what a perfect crime would be. I'm not going to tell you much about it. I'll just let you listen. You'll figure it out. The other two episodes were fantastic as well. So hopefully you are smart enough. You are smart enough to go over to the Tangent Break feed, subscribe, and listen to the other two shows. They will be up on Wednesday, which is today, and Friday, which is whatever. Actually, Wednesday, by me saying Wednesday is today, that's the day I'm talking. I'm not going to put this out until tomorrow, which is Thursday, but I guess you get it. But I also did an episode with Eddie Rotten, Mr. Eddie Rotten from the Zombie Life podcast, Zombie Life TV, and author of Frequency. So if you haven't listened to that show because you just saw this one on the feed, listen to this one first because these guys kick ass. Go back and listen to the show with Eddie Rotten from Sunday night. You need to hear both because they're both fantastic. But here you go. This is the episode of Tangent Break. Hey, yo, AJ, Josh, Ray, do your thing. I'm a dumbass. Here we go.
What's up, nerds? I think you should put your life on pause and join us for a Tangent Break. Hey, everyone, welcome to Tangent Break Podcast. We got new episodes for you every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I'm your host for this one, AJ Wallerstein. Join me as always, Earth, Ray Smith.
Oh, I'm part of a 70s disco group.
Wind.
I knew
it! Redding. And we have a special guest coming to us from Skype.
From Spike TV.
From Spike
Network.
He's got his own pod. He's got a few podcasts, including Horribly Awkward and Horrible Gamers. It's fire. Sean Imes.
I'm on fire. I'm here. I'm here, you guys.
On
thanks.
Fire.
Yeah. So today.
Wait, what about water?
Earth, Wind, and Fire is a music group. I don't know.
Well, yeah,
I didn't name the group.
Like,
this is not Captain Planet.
What are some wind Pokemon that I could be? Like a Pidgey?
He used Gust.
Yeah, dude, I don't. Flying type? I don't. Look, I don't make the band. I just make fun of the band. All right, so today's.
There you go.
Today's topic is got Ray all written all over it.
So I guess this is going to be shenanigans.
This is definitely shenanigans.
Okay, Josh has confirmed this is shenanigans. So today we're going to talk about the perfect crime. Does it exist? How would we plan it? Would you if you could? And just all things. So to start off, I guess, I think there's two options to really have a perfect crime, right? You can either literally commit a perfect crime or you commit a crime that no one cares to solve, right? Like, I stole Tic Tacs from the 7-Eleven. It's a perfect crime. No, nobody cares that you stole 25 cents worth of mints, right? So that's not quite a perfect crime.
Well, I think
because Ray has gotten away with it and he is not confessing on the podcast.
Fifth Amendment. I plead the fifth.
Statute of limitations on
Tic Tacs.
Yeah, Tic Tac thieves.
So I think the perfect crime, right, is one in which you get you have a lot of good. God damn, I can't talk today. Help me, someone. You have there's a lot of goodness that comes out of you, but no one gets hurt. Like there's no harm to somebody else. Does that make sense?
So the perfect crime has no victim. It's a victimless crime.
Yeah, victimless crime, but you get a lot of.
Okay, what is a victimless crime?
I don't know.
There isn't one.
I haven't thought that far. I'm just saying.
Like littering?
That Indian guy is still mad about those Tic Tacs.
I'm defining what a perfect crime would be. Now, I mean, like, I don't know. I'm not saying it exists, but I'm saying what a perfect crime would be.
All right, so let me narrow it down even further.
Stealing from a man with no family who dies.
So,
like, you don't kill him.
So Ocean's 11.
Well, yeah, yeah.
The guy
right?
has built.
How about this? You befriend an old man, so you're his only friend, and then you steal his money right before he dies of natural causes. Right? So you stole his money, you get all his money, and he actually got stuff out of it. He got friendship.
But he has a will.
Okay.
No, the victim there is his kids who should have gotten the money.
Well, no, but I'm saying he doesn't have any family. He doesn't have any friends.
Okay, where was the money going?
He's going to, I don't know, to give it to charity or something. Give
so
it
to then the charity's the victim.
Give it to the state. Right? Give it to the state.
So the government is never
the
victim.
Yeah, right. Thank you.
Okay, all right. So, I mean, I think there's two big crimes.
Which I'm surprised
about.
You agree with me on that, AJ, considering you're a diehard liberal.
I wouldn't say diehard.
He's like the John McClane of liberals.
You're a lethal weapon.
Yeah, right, yeah. I'm too old for this shit.
So, I mean, I don't think there's a perfect robbery. I think if we talk about murder versus robbery, as far as major crimes.
Classify robbery.
Stealing something.
Like a value.
Of value.
So, like, you're saying a robbery from, like, a museum or a bank or something, like, Queen's jewels.
Yep. Don't think it happens.
Especially
not in this day and age, man. There's so much technology.
I think it would be really cool to be one of those people that, like, breaks into places to test their security.
Yeah.
I think that would be the coolest job.
There was a TV show about this called To Catch a Thief. Have you ever seen this?
Yeah.
And they would, like, go to these people's homes. They're like, you think you're secure, whatever. Okay, cool. Someone's going to break in the next week.
Was that the sequel to Catch a Predator?
I don't know. I've not seen it.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, okay. All right. Apparently it wasn't. But I remember this one episode where the thief, like, he breaks into the house, and this guy had this amazing coin collection, right? So he steals all the coins, he just, like, throws them all in this duffel bag and runs out, right, and gets away with all the money, and the guy comes in, he's devastated, and they're always devastated when their house gets broken into, but this guy was like, dude, those coins were only worth money if they were unopened, and he, like, opened a bunch of the packages,
and
I was like, this show is not lasting on the air.
That's rough.
Dang.
But yeah,
there was a video I saw recently. May have been on YouTube, Facebook, something about this guy who was getting so sick of somebody coming in and stealing all his stuff that he removed the doorknobs in this hallway, so someone broke in. And once you go into this hallway, you're stuck with three doors with no door. They're like steel doors, no way to get out. And he was getting so tired trying to bash everything to get out. And finally, the cops came and got him. But I was like, there's cameras everywhere. Why do people even think they can get away with robbing somebody?
See, that's what I'm saying. The problem with robbing something is you leave someone who still wants it. Think Ocean's 11. Alec Baldwin winds up coming after them.
There was something.
Alec Baldwin.
I'm sorry, who is it?
Al Pacino.
Al Pacino. Right.
Two very different people.
Yep, yes,
there was I can't remember if it was a book or a movie or a TV show or something where a guy breaks into a house and then all he does is just kick down a door.
That's an old Dane Cook bit.
Is it a Dane Cook?
Dane Cook,
yes.
He has
okay.
A bit where he's like, I'm just going to
keep it. The
B&E. Right.
He went from so serious. Like, there was this novel. It was well thought out. Yeah, it might have been a Broadway play.
Yeah, no, it's Dane Cook.
No, it's Dane Cook.
Yeah, like the B&E. He goes and kicks a door and then realizes once his foot hits a door, I don't want to do a B&E. I just want to kick a door in.
If you haven't heard this Dane Cook skit, we'll link to it. It's pretty good.
I mean, as Dane Cook skits
but,
go.
Okay. I think that the perfect crime, number one, like, okay.
Number two.
Hypothetically, if I'm going to commit the perfect crime, let's say murder.
Okay, let's say murder.
It has to be someone
being red flagged. So
yeah,
here we go.
It has to be someone that is not related, affiliated with me in any way.
Agreed.
It also has to be, I would say it has to be poison.
So wait, okay.
Basically what you do is you drive like to a neighborhood that you have never been to before, never will go to again, and just like put some like poison on an envelope or something and then just drive
off.
So
you want
to
kill someone just for the sake of killing someone.
It's the perfect crime.
It is. So have you seen Alfred Hitchcock's Strangers on a Train?
Yeah. Exactly.
I think that's equal to Snakes on a Plane.
It kind of is, except not.
Only not at all.
Not at all. Yeah.
I'm so tired of these mother strangers on this mother.
Although I'm
only
little,
friends are allowed on this train.
I'm a little impressed, Ray, that you know Strangers on a Train.
Well, thank you. I think that's the only way you can commit a perfect crime. So what happens in Stranger on the Train is two strangers
meet on a train,
meet each other, and they both hate someone in their lives, right? And they go, hey, I can't get away with killing that person, but you can, because we've just met. We're never going to meet again. If you kill them, you're on train.
I believe it was two husbands want to kill their wives or vice versa. Two wives meet, or two women meet on a train and say, I'll kill your husband if you kill mine.
Yeah, I think one was the wife and one was the dad.
Sure, but then one does it, and the other one backs out.
Yep.
So, I mean,
prisoner's dilemma.
It's weird how if you really brought anyone else into your murder, that's bound to go wrong, right?
Yeah, it has to be a one-man job.
Well, I mean, right, but you kill someone, I kill someone. Now we both can't tell, right? Because if it comes out that hey, I killed you, why'd you kill this random stranger? Oh, because
the other guy told me to.
Right.
Right.
But so it is. I mean, technically, it's two people, but it's two one-man jobs where they're inextricably linked. So there's no one's gonna snitch.
It almost has
Craigslist,
to be perfect stranger.
Craigslist isn't good for this, you guys. Craigslist ad.
Yeah.
Right, the NSA real off would for not cash. Get that real quick.
The internet's like super traceable.
Not Tor.
Not what?
Tor? Are you familiar with Tor?
I heard of
Pascal?
Tor.
Pascal?
Yeah.
No.
So Tor.
Atmosphere?
No.
The units of pressure.
Oh my god.
The units of pressure. Okay.
Oh my word, AJ. That was the nerdiest joke. Thing you have ever done joke. On this podcast.
That was a rage joke.
Okay, no. Tor is a internet basically that is completely 100% anonymous. Like, they can't track your IP address. They can't see what router you're pinging from or anything. It's completely 100% anonymous. And so, like, a lot of drug and, like, slave trafficking and stuff goes on Tor. It's not a very nice place.
Yeah, don't go on Tor.
Yeah, the Tangent Break Podcast official stance is don't go on Tor.
We do not endorse Tor.
Not brought to you by Tor.
Unless you are a revolutionary in a country that is governed by a horrible dictator.
So if yeah, and, the, and Horribly Awkward is sponsored by Tor. Just yeah, you guys, so.
If you live in Syria or North Korea,
they actually
go on
buy
Tor.
All of their listeners.
Okay, all right, Sean, so I say it has to be completely random and has to be something that happens long after you're gone. So like a slow-acting poison or like anthrax or something like that.
So you want to kill someone, but I'm still confused. You want to kill someone just to kill someone.
No,
that's the
I
idea.
Mean,
we're committing a perfect crime.
The whole goal is perfect crime, so not like...
What if you wanted to kill someone you know? How would you do that? What's the perfect crime that... You
infinitely
know I mean?
More difficult. I don't know that it's possible.
No, I think it's possible. But it has to be. It has to look like it's random. It's like the Hitman games. Did you guys ever play Hitman?
No.
Yeah.
So the Hitman games, there's always an option to make it just look like an accident. So you like invite the guy out on a boat and then like make sure that he trips and falls off the boat. And then gets eaten by man-eating sharks.
Right.
Because the boat is out seeking man-eating sharks.
Yeah, but also in Hitman, to get to one level, you kill the cook and you wear the cook outfit and you just walk right past other people and they don't notice you. So hey, that doesn't work.
You're the new cook with a barcode on your head. Okay, this fiction is falling apart.
So falling let's say apart. You do kill someone random. Do you have to dispose of the body?
No, you never go back for the body.
No, right. The rookie mistake is returning to the scene of the crime. Well, never so, return to the scene.
Okay, I guess in Josh's solution, they're killed long after you're gone with poison. But if it's something like a knife or a gun, you're already there.
So then you bury the body in a graveyard.
Oh, I think you go Breaking Bad and you dissolve it.
Ooh.
What chemicals do you use to dissolve a body?
I don't remember what they
Breaking
used.
Bad used it.
Well, do you think they gave you the actual chemicals?
Well, no. But right, you have to buy the chemicals and that leaves paper trail. Someone came in with about your description buying 50 gallons of
hydrogen peroxide.
Actually, you know what? In Fresno, there was this lady who hired this kid, younger kid in his 20s, to do that, kill her husband, and put him in this chemical stuff. And they stored it in a like one of those storage units. And yeah, he ended up getting caught, obviously.
Yep.
You got it. So you got to make sure that you get the acid that was used on Two-Face to turn him into it in order to properly dissolve the body.
Years later, that barrel was found at a winery, and they got very confused and accidentally bottled some of it.
Do you make a machete out of ice? That way you just cut his head off and it melts. So there's no fingerprints.
Ooh. Yeah, the ice bullet or ice pick, that's a good one as well. I think that's where weapons almost...
Drone strike.
I don't think you have to dispose of the body if
drone
you...
Drone strike.
You can pay cash for a drone.
Yep, and then blow your drone up. Blow your own drone up.
Well, yeah, just like put explosives on it.
Right. Ooh, what about...
Kamikaze drones?
Yeah.
What about suicide bombing? You can't get caught.
The perfect crime is one where there is no longer a killer.
I mean, I guess you can't get caught. You're right. You're there with your 40 virgins.
Okay, well, let's 72. Try a robbery.
Is it 72?
How do you commit a perfect robbery, Sean?
That's a much better bargain.
All right, step one.
I don't know, dude. Robbery's terrible, man. You talking about like actually robbing somebody, a person physically, like a person or a bank or a store?
Talking about a physical location.
Your pick.
So like some kind of a store, either a jewelry store, a bank, a museum, something like that.
Step one: you need to have no visible skin exposed. You need a ski mask and gloves and long sleeve shirt, long sleeve pants, and sunglasses.
Step one, you have your skin exposed with fake tattoos.
Ooh! That's good.
You should also completely shave your body.
Yep. Yep. Hair gets you.
Have you seen Gattaca?
Yes. Where he does like the pumice stone in the furnace.
Oh, yes. You gotta get rid of all DNA. Loose DNA. All hair. All loose skin.
That fake
follicles.
Tattoos thing is really good. I like that.
That's really good.
And make sure they're all gang related so that it sends them down the wrong trail for like ever.
You just have one big tattoo that just says, I love the Crips.
Or you get conflicting gang tattoos. I put on too many.
You have the Crips on your left arm and the Bloods on the right arm.
Yeah.
It's got to be something small, just like, you know, a word across your knuckles or something on your neck that looks like maybe you missed covering it up.
Right, I agree. It would be the neck.
Got to be subtle.
Right, because if it's on your knuckles, you got a glove on, definitely. Right, but the neck, right, you kind of lean forward a little bit too far and it just kind of shows.
I can picture the scene in like a CSI tape where they're reviewing the security feed and they're like, hone in on section 6.
Zoom in and enhance.
Why would we look at this
next
one? In the first place?
Yeah, right.
The next one I do, I'm going to put a big tangent break, like tattoo across my back right there.
Do you have tattoos?
Yeah. I got one on my leg, and so I got it when I was 18. I just never was into tattoos. It says my name in Japanese. That's it.
Do you speak Japanese?
No.
Are you sure it says your name?
Yeah.
Or does it say Kung Pao Chicken?
I just think that Japanese lettering, this looks amazing.
It does.
Calligraphied.
You mean kana?
Calligrafication.
Or kanji?
Calligrafications. Japanese lettering. That's what I'm saying.
I don't think
you have
that's
both.
A word.
Yeah, why not?
Let's go to a smaller...
Go on.
I'm sorry. Oh, like a much, much smaller crime. Okay. Torrenting movies, videos. Can you justify it? Could you say, like, could you torrent a movie... And could I torrent a movie, go on Horrible Gamers, and like talk about this movie, promote it, say 400 people listen to it, and does it justify me just downloading a movie that no one will ever know I downloaded?
Ooh, that's a good question. Right, is downloading a movie the perfect crime?
I'm not saying I do this.
No, because I know back in the day, a bunch of people got busted on LimeWire.
Okay, but it's...
I mean, I doubt, again, that goes to the level where no one's ever going to prosecute you for one movie.
Right.
They're never going to care.
So it's right.
That's, it's too small. Yeah.
Well, it's like one downloaded movie is a crime, a million is a statistic. Isn't that how the saying goes? Oh, wait, no, that's one murder.
What?
Yeah, that's a murder.
Okay, so it is technically illegal to torrent a music album.
It is.
Yes.
But it's not illegal to go on YouTube and listen to the whole album there.
Right.
Right, but the... Yeah.
What is the difference?
Well, I mean, I think the difference is you can take that, the thing you torrent, and do something else with it, right? You could put it on a machine that's not connected to the internet, and...
Right, but I could just hold up a tape recorder to the YouTube video, and now I have a recording of...
Right,
still illegal.
I think people would say that's illegal also.
It is. So the difference between constantly listening to it on YouTube and getting the audio clear and free, however you get it, is the fact that... Someone's getting a kickback, whether it's more views, so they're getting more popular on YouTube every single time you watch
revenue.
It, or ad revenue.
So is the library illegal?
No.
No.
They have paid for those books.
Yeah, someone
paid. Okay, so you can get a CD from the library, but if I ripped that CD onto my computer, that's illegal.
I mean, yeah, and that's where you kind of get into the gray area of...
Yes.
There you go. That's the perfect crime. What about going into Taco Bell and asking for a water cup and getting soda?
Ooh.
I've never done that, but every time I get a water cup, I look at it like...
You totally could. And they know. They're not stupid. They can see you put soda in your water cup. They just don't give a crap.
Yeah.
Sprite.
Because it's cheap.
Yeah.
Okay, here's a good one, though. Here's a good one.
You know what I do?
You guys did it to me again.
Sorry. You know what I do? Is I very often, I redistribute football games without the NFL's written consent.
Consent?
So
how do you do that?
Okay, what about sharing Netflix passwords?
Ooh, that's technically
Is that a crime?
Illegal. That's technically illegal.
No, it's legal. Because if you are watching more streams than I think it's like 3 at one time, then they will cut you off.
Well, no, but
I think it's supposed to be in your household.
Right. You're still supposed to limit the number of devices to like 5. And there's no way they can actually do that and check Netflix. I mean,
sure.
Not easily, but yeah, I think.
They have to be able to because iTunes can tell if I've authorized 5 computers to like download my iTunes files.
They only look at how many are watching at once. Okay. So as long as you're not hitting that level. But like,
that is one thing that I have my old roommate's Netflix still on my Xbox.
Sure.
Well, I know, but yeah, but I think technically, I think you do sign in some of the one of the agreement things that you agreed to, the user agreements. Well, no, right, but they did.
Yeah,
sure.
They said they won't, you will only, you know, give X number of people, you know.
But so you're right, that is a perfect crime because they're never going to know.
Internet's the same way. I have a good router. I live in a fairly compact apartment complex. I could share with all of my neighbors and not really notice a degradation in performance. It's technically illegal. Each of us has to pay for online, which is bogus and costs so much more, but...
Okay, but what if you all went in together and bought super internet and you only had one?
Still illegal to share between residences. Even if they're paying for it, part of it, right? We divvy it up however many ways. Right. It's still technically illegal. Yeah. Which, again, I think is
again,
bogus.
Like, but all of these things, Sean's right, all of these are quote-unquote perfect crimes because they will never find out.
Absolutely. I still just want to kill someone and drop them in a vat of acid.
Okay, that seems like a personal issue, right?
But a stranger, right? Not one of us.
If I could get away with
it. If one of us mysteriously disappears, look in the nearest vat of acid, listeners.
Unless it's Ray. Unless it's Ray, then don't.
What about going to restaurants and taking sweet and lows?
I've heard they are prosecuting that now. That's rough.
I just want to say how amazing it is that we live in a society where you can go to a restaurant and get food, and they trust you enough to not leave without paying the check. If you got up and paid without paying the check, if you dine and dash, you'd walk out and they would go, "Hey, thanks." They would thank you for not paying the bill. But it's amazing that we live in a society where everyone just knows, "Hey, you pay the damn bill."
The social contract.
Right. And I think it's amazing that I think it speaks a lot to
I think pizza's the same way. A guy actually cooks it and then drives to your house,
yeah,
assuming you're going to pay and gave the right address.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
You could order pizza for your neighbors all the time and make them so mad.
That sounds like a great prank. We should do that.
Or you call a Chinese place and you order like $80 of food. They're trusting you're actually going to show up and pick it up.
Have you seen the Seinfeld episode about that? Which one? Elaine gets banned from the Chinese restaurant?
I think so.
Yes, I have. And it's one where she dates a communist. And the, she's yes. a communist, yep. and, it ends with, yep. and ends with "You named names, you named names."
I do think it's only going to get harder and harder, though. I feel we are being more surveilled, more tracked. Whether it's just through like ads and cookies on your phone, or whether it's traffic lights, traffic light cameras, and things like that. Like, people know more about what I do and where I go now.
Because you podcast.
Oh yeah, every Monday night.
Yeah.
We're live on Periscope sometimes.
Yes, rarely.
It's some of those things. Like, that's why I have location services. Like, whenever Facebook asks, like, "Oh, can we tag your location?" things, I always say no. Or Twitter asks that all the time, things like that. Like, I don't like people knowing where I am at all times. Like, I don't even want to post.
I do. I'm like, hey, I'm here. Come find me if somebody actually wants to hang out.
Yeah.
I don't even want to post vacation photos until I'm back from the vacation.
Okay. Well,
that's good. That's really good.
Vacation. Oh, right.
Yeah, because people. That's when you'll get robbed. Your whole family is over on the other side of the country, and they say. I mean, what's the chances? But it is a chance. I mean, they also say don't leave your GPSs in your car because someone could steal your car and look on the GPS and just click home, and then go to your house.
They know you're not there because
my home address in my phone is to a different apartment.
Oh, that's smart.
So who is it that you hate, that you want these malicious people to show up at?
Well, I guess technically it's 4026 instead of mine, which is 4026.
So it's just next door. So you've done the pizza ordering thing, but to next door.
Yeah,
perfect crime.
So when your neighbor gets broken into, you're like, "Oh, that's who stole my GPS." He's looking at the peephole like, "I got him."
Although I love the stories where it's like, guy steals someone's cell phone. And then, like, her iPad, and takes pictures with it, and then uploads to the cloud, and the guy sees it. It's like, "Hey, Steve stole my phone." Like, it's
okay.
How do you steal a phone? Can you steal a phone nowadays, or is it automatically on GPS track somewhere? Can you steal someone's phone? If you found a phone laying around, can you pick up that phone and put it in your name? I have no idea.
I just did. Over Christmas, I found a phone in our rental car. And I tried to get in touch with the guy whose phone it was. He never responded. So now I just have a phone with all of this guy's personal information and stuff on it. And I, like, did my due diligence.
Yeah,
but I didn't want to, like, poke into, like, his entire life and stuff.
He's got nudie pics on that thing.
Start sending them. Start sending them to the contacts labeled mom Josh and dad looked. And sis.
send your own nudie pics to the things labeled sis.
People, listeners, lock your phones. Like, whether it's the fingerprint lock or the 4-digit passcode, lock your phones. And don't use 1234. Don't use password for passwords. Like, be smart about things.
Yeah. I just saw a video. I could probably link you guys to it. I just saw a video today on Facebook on how you can actually break into an iPhone without needing the password.
We will tweet that out on our Twitter account.
Love it.
Been in trouble with the law?
No comment.
That's a story for another time.
No, I only commit perfect crimes.
I have one good story about this, real quick, before we wrap up.
I feel like, okay, let's hear it. No, I'm excited.
Okay, so I was a kid. I was like 6 years old, and my older brother Jake was 9 years old. And in the neighborhood that we lived in, there was a whole bunch of construction happening. And so my brother and I would ride our bikes around the neighborhood. And one day my brother was like, hey, we should go explore these houses that are under construction. I was like, okay, cool, let's do it. So we started going into these houses and just like exploring and stuff. And then we noticed that they were all like nails and tools and stuff just laying around that the builders would just leave there overnight, expecting to come back and have their tools and stuff still there.
I don't know where the spark came from, but all the houses burnt down.
No, so we just started like... We took like plastic bags and just started filling them up with like these nails and staples and tools, like screwdrivers and stuff, thinking they're not going to miss them. They left them here. And so this went on for about almost 2 weeks. And then we were in a house and we hear like a knock. And somebody's like, hey, kids, we know you're in there. So we walked out and there's this woman there who must have been like the property manager or something and a cop. And they were like, all right, well, you aren't burglars, you're just dumb kids. So the cop was like, either you can tell your parents what you've done, or I can tell your parents what you've done. So we're like, damn it. So we got on our bikes, like rode home, and the cop followed us in his car. We pulled up, walked inside, and my house at the time had like a big front window.
So she could see the cop.
Yeah, so my parents were sitting there reading the paper, and we like walked inside, and we walked into my dad, and the cop pulled up right in front of the window, and I just remember my dad, like, we go in, and my dad looks at the car, and we must have told him, like, what happened, because he just waved to the cop, walked over, closed the blinds. I don't remember anything that happened after that.
The perfect crime. Your dad just cop escorted us home because it's dangerous out there.
Yeah, did you have to give the tools back?
Yeah.
Obviously.
Well, I figured.
But yeah, so that was the one time I did not get away with the perfect crime.
Nice. I'll save my brushes with the law for another time.
Yeah, okay. That's a whole nother podcast.
It really is.
All right, thanks for joining us today on another Tangent Break. We hope you enjoyed as much as we did. You can find us on iTunes and Stitcher. Please rate and review us. Also on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. You can find me at SLRF73. You can find Josh at Joshua Redding. You can find Ray sitting on his couch watching Happy Days. And you can find our special guest, Sean Imes, on his podcast, Horribly Awkward, Horrible Gamers, and The Social Dozen. And so, did I get that right?
Yeah, I come with baggage, guys. Sorry.
And so just remember... We'd like to thank our special guest, Sean Imes. This is his last one.
You've been amazing. Thanks, Sean.
Yeah, we really enjoyed having you on the
show. Thanks, guys.
Last one for now.
Yeah, last one for now, for sure.
For now.
This is fantastic. This is fantastic. I really love you guys' show. I listen. You know, I like it. I like the way you guys riff together, and you're just like guys in a room together. And you guys are really dudes podcasting in a room. You guys are all friends. The chemistry is already pre-built. I love it, dude. It's great.
Awesome. Thanks, man. So to all our listeners, when you're here, life can wait.